Blog Talk Radio.
To a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. We're live from the coronavirus studios in Quarantine Central. Welcome. We're 40,000 leagues below the sea because we go deeper. That's right, folks. We call it like we see it, you know. If a conservative judge calls it one way, well, that's abuse of power. You know, like AOC is going off about this, like this potential, like if this abortion pill does what it does, whatever. You know, we need to just ignore the court ruling, you know. They shouldn't be, you know, if the conservative judge goes one way with it because he's conservative, how dare he? But when they abuse power and go after Trump, well, that's perfectly fine. You know, when it fits their agenda, it's legal when it fits their agenda, but when it's against them, oh, how can they? I'm going to get into that waste of space. I mean, she's a waste of oxygen, seriously, she is. Missouri AG seeks to remove a Soros-linked prosecutor. I'm going to see this. I'm going to see action. I'm tired of, we're going to investigate the investigation of the investigation. We're going to investigate the investigation of the investigation. Do what this world needs is more cowbell. The day after she took her complete life savings to help her daughter, who's going to ring the bell to complete her cancer treatment, she bought a lottery ticket in Lakeland, Florida, and won $2 million. Don't really condone lotteries. Not really, so, you know, but I think it's still a cool story. You know, it's like, Reed even came out, you know, MSNBC's read, you know, that why is everything racist? You know, only liberals would take the Native American off the land of the lace container, but keep the land, remove the Indian, keep the land. It's so funny that this is when they don't have anything, so everything's racist. Like that, you know, how dare you? There were kids killed, and you support guns? How dare you? The Second Amendment rights, you know, it's a Bill of Rights, not the Bill of, I don't know, like, whatever you want to call it. It's the Bill of Rights for a reason. You have the right to bear arms that should not be infringed, period. It's to keep us, this is the government our founders gave us the Second Amendment right for. How dare you try to pray at school? How dare you? No, technically, if you don't believe in God that much, you should be laughing at us. Ha ha! Look at that, they're praying. You would want us to pray so that when nothing would happen like you think it would, you could say, ha, I told you. But when stuff does happen, they'd be like, hey, what? Don't forget this, folks.
Hey, my name is Jenny Allen, and I am the leader of If Gathering. And today we're looking at John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And I think it's important to know that right before that, there's a contrast that John writes that there is a thief who is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And then in contrast, our God is a good shepherd who is protective, who cares for us, who not just cares for us and watches us, but he lays down his life for us. That's what scripture tells us, is that he cares so much about you. He cares so much about you, wherever you are watching this right now, that he laid down his life for you. And then there's an enemy that wants to kill, steal, and destroy from us. And our God always has his eyes on his sheep. He always knows where they are, what they're doing, what they need. And if the enemy comes, if the thief comes, he is the one that will protect us. He is the one that will care for us. He is the one that will provide for us. And so if he is willing, and we've already seen that he is, to lay down his life for us in Jesus, then he is also able and willing to watch over your children, your finances, the fears that you have about your own health. He is able to care for us in the most small and mundane ways and in the scariest and most difficult ways. So today, as you begin your day or end your day, pray and thank him that he is a good shepherd and that he's shown us that in the love of Jesus and the ultimate sacrifice in his life.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. John 10:11. Think about that as going to you later then. Yeah. Why are people, I don't understand. No, this is, I'm going to do this program a lot because I try to understand this world. A Native American comes up with the design for the Redskins helmet, but it's offensive to Native Americans when a Native American designed the helmet and what was on it. Well, he doesn't speak for every Native American. I have friends that are Native Americans that were outraged that they were getting rid of the Redskin name. They don't speak for every Native American. I know Native Americans, and they're outraged. And how dare they use that? Da, da, da. I'm like, are you kidding me? The liberals took an Indian or Native American off of a butter container, the land-based butter containers, but they left the land. You would think they would want it there. You would think they'd want it to be a center. It's like the liberals are getting rid of the black people that were famous on these boxes. You know, when the biological family of Aunt Jemima wants her on the box, that says they don't speak for every black. No, they speak for real black people. They don't. Yeah, sorry. They're not a whiny, excuse my French. But they're not a whiny bitch. They're not. They don't got their panties in a, or their diapers in a bunch, complaining about everything. Well, let me see how I can piss them on and complain about it. It's like these kids want attention. So what am I today? I'm a her it, or am I a he is, or what am I? I don't know. I gotta pretend I'm something I'm not to get attention. And then when that kind of like yeah. Maybe if we don't care about these people, and they'll do whatever you want, I don't care. Laugh at them. Just don't give them the time of day. Okay? How about this? We build an island, and you can go live there. You can do whatever you want. If you want to be a stingray, and be a sting, you can be whatever you want to be. Go to that island. We don't care. It's kind of like... Look, it's kind of like a, let me do this trick shot, like the Dude Perfect type people. Well, we got to keep coming up with something newer and better and greater because, you know, if, look at what that happened, look what happened last time. Last time, you know what we did? Yeah, it was huge. Well, if we don't do something at least that big, Well, this is, what the heck, man? Look what they did last time, man. They parachuted out of a plane, and as they're going down, they threw a frisbee, and it went into a basketball goal. If we don't do something at least that big, they're going to think, what the heck, you know? You got to constantly keep doing bigger and better and grander things. That's what these kids are. Well, lead them a chick. I used to dress up like in women's clothing and all this stuff, and that was okay. And then, well, that's kind of getting old. No one cares anymore. You don't get attention if you're a guy that's always believed you to check. Unless, you know, so what do I, now I got to change it up. And they got to constantly keep changing everything you're doing. You got to constantly keep changing. I believe on this because it's a strive for attention. I mean, I guarantee you Gavin Newsom's got people around him fully, heavily armed, but constitutional carry lets people carry weapons of war. Okay? Well, then I better not see one person with a gun of any kind, even if it's a 22 long rifle, little pistol, 22 pistol. If that came out of his mouth, I would refuse to protect him with any type of weapons. I would refuse. I would want to have the guns just to protect my... Yeah, I have a gun. It's not to protect him. It's for me. It's to ensure that I don't get shot at. You know, it's all these people that, like, they have, like, 25 cops fully armed all around them with snipers and everything, and they're, like, up there at a rally. We need to defund the police and get rid of guns. We need gun legislation now. Okay, well, until I see someone that is saying that they want to take away the guns from the Secret Service, as you see here, I've got people protecting me, surrounding me. Not one of them has a gun. I don't support guns. They don't carry guns. Then I can at least say I don't agree with your stance, but at least you're being honest. I'm against guns, and I'm not protected by them. Then at least you're not, I'm against guns, but, oh, that those five snipers all around here, ready to take someone out from 100 yards? Okay. Then at least you're consistent if you say, hey, I don't have the people that protect me and surround me do not have weapons, and I'm against said weapons. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's all right, man. Don't worry, folks. That's the whole liberal way. We're going to remove the Native American from the butter box, but keep the land. It's like that whole one of the things I want to get into is the Budweiser commercial. Some stuff that they've been doing. Real man of genius. Here's to you, real worker who's given up Budweiser. Because, like, now they got some trans person on there. And Tom McConnell goes, my mom's been a woman for 23,000 some odd days. He didn't put her in a box. He didn't put Mother Teresa. He didn't put Mary Magdalene. And she gave birth to Jesus. It's just ridiculous. And I think it's estimated that Budweiser lost like $800 million in one day. Well, they've had bars that will no longer sell any Budweiser product. They've had several tours that say they're not going to be sponsored by Anheuser-Busch, and they do not want at their shows any product that's made by Anheuser-Busch served. If they do, they'll cancel the concert. You know, speak where your mouth is. So like when Coke said, we need white people to quit being less, you need to be less white. okay, well, how do you tell someone, you know, you need to be less black? You can't do that. How do you go to some Jewish person, be less Jewish? Shalom? I mean, people need to put their money where their mouth is while they can. Some of it's kind of hard because, okay, well, if you don't like what this company stands for, you can't eat here. There are like six restaurants that are all owned by one parent company. Gives you the illusion of choice, but it's all going in the same pocketbook. I mean, Mark Wahlberg plans on building his own Hollywood studios in Las Vegas. Envisions creating 10,000 jobs. It's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. Because people are tired of the wokeness. People want to watch the NFL and the NBA and the MLB to get away from it, not to have all that political crap brought in. As you see, folks, we had a school shooting today, so all the NBA players are wearing anti-gun wristbands to show their support for banning guns. But I guarantee you, they have police or private escorts that have fully armed stuff that protects them. You know, you go to NASCAR to get away from the crap, not bringing. Well, there was a news I saw. That's a loop thing that they make so that they can pull down the garage thing. I know what it is. Every white person, it's like in San Francisco where this lady goes off on this guy because he has a mega hat on. You don't want to be near this dude. He's a Nazi racist. He's a Trump. He's a Trump support Nazi racist. He's a Nazi racist. And she's going off. And she posted the thing on social media hoping to get the dude fired. Well, first of all, she gets fired. When the company, this guitar company manufacturer she worked for, finds out about what she did. He's a Jew. You take off his Trump mega hat, he's got a yarmulke. And he goes, it's so hurtful to be called a Nazi when you're Jewish. I have Jewish in me. It sickens me when people call me, oh, you're a Nazi racist Trump supporter. That's what you are. You know, when they push everything as racist. Oh, because you want to try to make sure that women can't get a birth control pill. It's all racist. It is. Everything is racist. People are done with this wokeness. That's why it'd be cool if this thing does take off and we do have more pure flicks type movies and more conservative type movies. One guy goes, I can't believe they have R-rated movies on Netflix. Yeah, but on PureFlix they do? Well, The Passion of the Christ is not really a movie for a young kid. To see what Jesus went through, probably not even close to what he sacrificed for us. And it's crazy if you see, what was it? There was a whole thing I shared that Jim Caviezel was the guy that played Jesus Christ in the movie. Jim Caviezel was 33 when he made that movie. I'll read this to you. Mel Gibson warns Jim Caviezel that played the character of Christ was going to be very difficult and that if he accepted it, he would most likely be marginalized by Hollywood. Like, good luck ever getting a job again. God always provides. Hollywood ain't the end of the world. Caviezel asked for a day to think about it, and his response to Mel, who was funding and directing the movie himself, I think we have to make it, even if it is difficult. And something else, my initials are JC, and I'm 33 years old. I didn't realize it until now. That's how old Jesus was when he died, and he had the same initials. He lost 45 pounds while filming the movie, struck by lightning. He was accidentally struck twice during the scoring scene, leaving a deep 14-inch scar. He dislocated his shoulder when the cross was dropped into the hole with him on the cross. He suffered pneumonia and hypothermia from being nearly naked with only a loincloth on the cross for endless hours. The crucifixion scene alone took 5 weeks of the 2 months of shooting. He went through a lot. Pardon me. It's incredible what he went through. What he sacrificed to make that movie, and it's incredible. But it's R. It's very graphic. It shows as close as you can get to what Jesus actually went through. And it would be nice to see more movies like that if Mark Wahlberg, you know, gets the thing going and starts doing some shows. Stuff that's not woke. Got about 37 minutes left in the program, but it's going to be cool to see. I mean, it's probably maybe 10 years before it becomes a full-fledged reality, before they probably start really producing anything, you know. But it'll be cool. This is what's wrong with this world. MSNBC's read on abortion restrictions can't imagine anything closer to slavery. This is The Handmaid's Tale. How is keeping babies alive instead of slaughtering them close to slavery? Someone explain that to me. Explain to me how a woman who knowingly well can get the consequences of having sex is being pregnant. How is that? I don't understand. The consequences of sex is pregnancy. And because they, I got pregnant because I had sex. Well, I don't want the kid now, so abortion. How does that relate to slavery? Well, since, you know, everything's racist. These Republicans here, they want to enslave us by keeping us from having our babies. That's right, folks. That's right. These racist Nazi Republicans, they want to enslave us because when we have sex, knowing the consequences of sex is possibly having a kid, they want to keep us from getting rid of the kid instead of taking the responsibility. Yeah, if I have sex with someone, I can potentially get them pregnant. As a man, I can do that. Well, guess what, folks? There's a consequence. I can get her pregnant, and I have to live with that. Now people don't want to have responsibility. Oh, let's have sex, and if you get pregnant, don't worry, we'll just kill the baby instead of taking the responsibility, accepting the consequences of your actions. No one wants to accept the consequences for their actions anymore. If you get pregnant, you might have a baby. You may have a complication. Something may go wrong. But most people that get pregnant have their baby. Oh, but if you have sex and you get pregnant, most people, well, we'll just see the easy way out. No, take responsibility. The consequences for having sex is potentially getting pregnant. And if you do, own up to your responsibility. People don't want to do that. People don't want to own up for anything anymore. I'm just gonna have an abortion since I got pregnant. Yeah, men can get pregnant, so I'm pregnant. Kidding me? Pregnant. Own up to the responsibilities. Men can't get pregnant. It would only be a woman who thinks she's a man, but she's still biologically a woman. You know, that's the world we live in. All these, like, honorable women in, like, Hollywood with the Golden Globes and these swimming things are biological males. Look at all these, like, Women of the Year awards for all these different organizations. They're all biological males. There was one where a man and a woman tied, and they took the man because they wanted to have a photo op with a biological male just like a chick. It was all PC, political. It's all not political. It's all political based. Because they tied. And they chose the guy. Because he thinks he's a chick. Folks, that's what's wrong with this world. Men can't get pregnant. Yeah, we can. Okay, so I want to see an actual man with male private parts, biological male, not a woman with a uterus saying she's a man. I'm talking an actual biological male with a penis and testes. They get pregnant with no uterus, no nothing. I want to see them actually get pregnant. Can't happen. Well, we need to teach the liberals the difference between sexes. We need to have them go out there. Yeah, go out to that farm and milk them bulls. Need to have liberals milk the bulls. The ones that are smart enough to realize you can't milk a bull, them are keepers. Like this one lady was asking this interview. If a man who pretends he's a woman, still has a penis and everything, says he had a miscarriage, are you going to treat him to see if he actually did or not? Are you going to do the test on him? No. I mean, like if a biological male comes in here and says he's having bad, like really bad periods, are you going to put him on a... the pill? When he obviously doesn't need the pill because he's not ovulating. My periods are real. Man. See, the problem is, it goes back to something my mom said, and it's clicked to me. Because my mom said they make these people out in the media, these school shooters, to be like psycho celebrities. Like, look at me. Like they're a psycho celebrity. Look at me. I went into school and I killed 10 people. I'm a psycho celebrity. And it's sick. Psycho celebrity. That's what's going on now. I'm a man. No, I'm a woman. My period is real. You can't have, you have male private parts. You cannot have a, my monthly cycle, my period is real. No. You're just hampering for attention. If we don't give these people the time of day, and no one cares, and just, shut those people off. Don't watch that crap. I know there's a guy I watch all the time and exposes these. Look at these retards, you know. But if we just stop exposing them and stop, you know, like ignore them and tell them to go away, maybe you'll get somewhere. Maybe we'll get somewhere. They're just hampering for attention, and if we don't give it to them, it's sort of like, Man, if you know Manchester United, you know the Busby Babes. Matt Busby. Man, that was what teams that were. Matt Busby, man, what a thing. What a guy he was. It was crazy when you look at that. Jimmy Murphy. But always, people would go up to talk to him, and he'd disagree with them, just that they wouldn't. Whatever they said, he would agree with. Shut him up. Because he didn't want to talk. He never felt any, like, oh, I'm Jimmy Murphy. No, he did his own thing. But he just did his own thing. He disagreed with people. You know? Yep, Green Bay won. Yep, great. Awesome. Green Bay won. Yeah, I know. And when you just accept it, you know, and so like, dang it, Green Bay, you know, you keep it going. You know, he just told whatever they wanted to hear, so they wouldn't have to continue talking. Yep. But that's just what we live in, folks. The 26 minutes left and forward. Ignore these people. That period's video. I'm a it's like Ocasio Arcila Cortez. It's okay. Like if the judge sides a liberal way, oh, that's score. But if he does something that would seem very conservative in his judgment, how dare he? He's using political biasism, that neo-Nazi white supremacist judge. How dare he? We'll just have to ignore a court ruling on the abortion pill. We'll just have to just whatever, do whatever. You just ignore what people tell you. Ban guns anyways. I'm protected by them, but you... I am protected by him, but you, you shouldn't have it. I'm just trying to get the guns away from the law-abiding citizens, you know. That's what we do here. How dare you want to keep women who don't accept the consequences of sex, which is potential pregnancy, how dare you keep them from having their contraception called abortion. No, there's a thing called abstinence. I can't believe how many women just, I got pregnant. I'm just going to have an abortion. Me and my wife had died to have a kid. Now I'm up at the age where, okay, I'm 57 years old. And I take care of my nieces and nephews. We babysit them for a day. And I'm like, put me in a bathtub of Bengay. Fill a bathtub full of like Bengay coated ice that we get the hot and the cold. That's the real icy hot. Getting some Bengay and having it on there, you get that nice heat, and then you put like an ice pack on top. That's the original icy hot. That's a real icy hot, folks. Yes, yes, yes. We had to get creative back then. We didn't have, like, 2-in-1 stuff. Closest 2-in-1 we had was Pert Plus, like, shampoo and conditioner in one. But it's all good when it's left, when it leans left, or when it leans right, you know. It's like this Trump case. Trump is going down. Oh, Trump's guilty of what crimes? Oh, well, name one. They don't know. They don't know anything. Trump is bad. Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, who have millions of dollars, just like Trump, are good. They don't know anything. They don't know anything they don't want to know. 1 second, folks. I need to check something. I'll be right back. I'm back, folks. Thank you so much. But that's just what we live in, folks. That's just what we live in. I'm with her. Okay. I can never support anyone that says that. What Hillary does, do they denounce it? No. Trump is bad. He did evil things. What crimes are you guilty of? All of them. Name one thing he's guilty of. I don't know. I'm just out here. I hate him. He's a rich, greedy, evil man. Oh, but $100 million net worth Nancy Pelosi? He's not above the law. Oh, so the press secretary who was involved in a drunk driving accident who was whisked away before she could get in trouble, she's not above the law then? Shouldn't she be persecuted? Shouldn't she be charged with a hit and run, DUI? Shouldn't she be possibly looking at a suspension of license, going to jail or something? She did what, huh? It's like when you show people the video of Dr. Fauci in the very beginning. Mask are bad, because if you cough, the mask is full of crap, and then you're breathing that crap back in. You're making yourself worse. Masks don't work. This doesn't work. Da, da, da. All this stuff that they flagged this, saying it was fake, that was all under penalty of perjury. What made you, Dr. Fauci, go from no mask at all, they're not good, to shoving them down our throats? Nothing. Let's see how we can control these people. I truly believe that was COVID in a nutshell. Not that no one's died from COVID. I'm not putting anyone, I get this spot all the time, and I'm going to say it right here. People have died from the flu. COVID is not a joke. But the way they tried to lock you down, everyone needs to stay in your house. You have... anyone that does not get the vaccine should just be euthanized. Oh dear, you're going to kill us all. I can't believe you piece of bleep and bleep don't want to get the vaccine. Just shut up and comply with the government, you piece of crap Republican. Oh, what? Excuse me? 6 months ago you were telling me I don't think for myself. Now that I'm standing, now I'm doing what I always do, think for myself. You're like, just comply with the government. Just do what they tell you. Wear a mask, 6 feet social distance, just do it. How dare you? You're going to get tons of diarrhea so bad that you're going to need 8 million cases of toilet paper. And if COVID didn't show the people in D.C. how retardedly gullible you are and how you'll believe anything, I'm the one that's always thought about for myself, always have, always will. Yeah, sorry if I turned on the radio 20-some years ago, and I'm like, hey, 20-something, like in the 80s, 90s, I kind of like that guy. Hello, and welcome back to the Rush Limbaugh program on the EIB Network, the Golden Mic. I'm your host, Rush Limbaugh. We got an amazing show today. Today, we're going to get more into the Monica Lewinsky scandal with Bill Clinton. Have I got some new stuff to show you today? Stick around. Sorry if I turned on Rush Limbaugh and I agreed with the guy. Sorry if I listened to Ben Shapiro and I get him. I like Don Bongiano. They make sense. You know, when a guy on the radio says you wipe after you poop. Oh, that makes sense. Who is it? Larry the Cable Guy's like, wipe before you poop. It don't make sense. See, we used to make fun of rednecks because there was a redneck that put M-A-L-E on the mailbox and nobody got it. That M is supposed to be capitalized. You know, you make fun of rednecks for, you know, because it's an absence of sophistication. No, I think a redneck is someone that is smart enough to know better, but still does it anyway. That was my definition. That was always my definition. You're smart enough to know this is probably not going to end well, but you do it anyways to see what the heck happens. Let me take a gallon of gasoline and dump it on this 35 pallets and light a match and let's see what happens. It's probably going to blow up in my face. I'm probably going to go flying, but what the heck? We'll try it anyways. We know it's not going to end well, but we're going to do it no matter what. That was my definition of a redneck. Someone that smart enough to know it's probably not going to end well, but does it anyways to see what the heck. I'm going to mow this grass and let me see how many cars I can find. Now that television sitting on top of that non-working television, let's see what happens. What'd you do? I don't know. I just turned on that other TV and it works too. Cool. We got two of them. Now we can watch both games. But now, that's the joke about like you might be those you might be redneck jokes. Now that's real life liberal kids. What year was the War of 1812? You know, it's like country is Hawaii. What country is Alaska in? Russia. Has to be Russia because Sarah Palin said she could see Russia from where she was. It's like when I watch those videos, I'm almost crying in tears. Just like, they're not even funny. When they ask kids legitimately basic questions and you shouldn't, I don't know. I don't gamble. But a mom who spent life savings on daughter's cancer treatment wins $2 million in the lottery. I'm so happy for her. Well, she didn't win $2 million, folks. If it's a $2 million, unless it's like a tax-free thing, I know someone that won $1 million on a scratch-off ticket, and after taxes, it was $495,000. She took like the installments. It was like 20 installments or something, like $26,000. You couldn't live on it. Now, have a job and get an extra $20,000, $27,000 a year, and then you probably have to claim that as winnings every year, so you probably get taxed on that. Now, if you can get it to where, okay, this lump installment every month has everything taken out, so I'm not taxed again, okay, but, you know, I still think it's really cool, you know. And the way she looks, I don't know how old she is, but, you know, maybe she can get a couple years. Because they showed people that won $1 million, and it was on Oprah. And it's like, you think it's nothing. You win $1 million in the lottery, and you buy a house. The rest of the money you could set aside, literally. Like, if you won $1 million tax-free, you buy a house and set the rest aside for, like something goes wrong with it, living it, you know, just like taxes and stuff on the property and everything, and that'd be it. They have people that, oh, I won $2 million, and then they only win, like, $1 million after taxes, and they buy all this stuff, and then they realize they don't have any money left because, you only won $1.1 million after taxes. You're already at $1.5 million. I would try to find a way to live like a Miss Daisy and take the money and put it in like a CD. There you go. That way, and then just try to live off, and then, okay, leave it in the CD and just let it build interest and live off that. But I think it's kind of cool. You know, it's nice to see someone that actually deserves it. Gwendolyn Gimblet, And I bet you $100 she'll have crap loads of people. Hey, I have medical bills. Can you help me out? I'm sure she's going to get bombarded with people trying to ask for money. And that's sad, you know, because take advantage, you know. Got about 11 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Missouri AIG seeks to remove Soros Link's prosecutor from office, citing willful neglect of cases. He's not doing his job. Interesting. You know, you ain't doing your job. It's nice to see someone that's stepping up on. Of course they're not. They're probably like in California with like Newsom where he's like, places falling apart. Oh, you can't have a constitutional carry because you're carrying weapons of war. Technically, by the Second Amendment right, you have a right to bear arms, period. It does not say, it does not give exclusions for states or whatever, so. It's crazy, folks. It really is crazy. It's crazy, folks. That's the way this world works. No one cares. Finally, the Missouri AIG is trying to do something. Hey, this guy ain't doing his job. Bye-bye. That's just some Republican. Andrew Bailey, she's just a Republican. She's just a bigot. No, she's doing her job. It's just, this whole world makes no sense. Gee, let me see here. You here want, guns taken away from me, but you want criminals to have guns. You want, I mean, like my pastor said, you know, all our freedoms are under attack, you know. Be prepared to go to prison. I'll go to prison to worship Jesus. Start memorizing scriptures now because pretty soon you may not be able to have a Bible. I mean, heck, Biden's even come out saying that, I mean, when the liberal media tells Biden, it makes fun of him because he's saying that the Afghan thing is a Trump disaster. You got AOC. Lord help that woman. The crime wave is in the Democratic Party. That's where it is. The crime wave is with anybody that does something wrong. You know, don't, I'm so tired of this. Democrats are good, Republicans are bad. If you're a bad Republican, you're bad. If you're a bad anything. If you're a serial killer, but you go to church, guess what? You're a serial killer. Don't worry, folks. It's all good. I want to get into some Premier League news. I mean, it has to be clickbait. because there was something that came up. Because Arsenal's basically won the Premier League, in my opinion. We can get maybe third, unless Man City does a lot of losing, we do a lot of winning. I don't see us getting anything but higher than third. Champions League next year. But they have, like, Elon Musk getting United and all this stuff, and I honestly see, you know, and everyone's like, you know, Qatar is the best option, and I'm like, yes, it is. I mean, Ten Hag wants to clear house. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what he, because I think he really does want to say, okay. Now, you wonder what he would, what would the Glazers do? Say, okay, I don't want, these players are not playing for me. I don't care. I'll set them the, if you're going to pay them, this is who I want gone. Get them gone. This is your job. It's going to be interesting because, you know, Ten Hag, I think, is doing the best he can with the crap he's given. He's been given crap and like, okay, I'm trying to do the best I can, but what can I do? You know, they're not going to spend money. They're not going to go anywhere. I ain't doing anything. So it's going to be interesting to see where this all turns because I think, I could see us going into next season still not having an owner that's other than the Glee. Well, this is the 50th round of bids. Okay. Qatar and Jim are the only two names mentioned still. Then every once in a while they'll have some, like, Apple is considering buying it, or Google, or... It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see. Because I know Ten Hag wants Harry Kane. I don't know. I want talent. Not that I just don't know about Harry Kane. I really don't. Just my two cents. I just want... The thing that frustrates me is I want owners in there by now. I'm tired of this. I could see them in the end trying to... Oh, we found the guy that's going to... Let us retain ownership, and he's going to give us enough money to fix the stadium. I want you gone. I want the Glazers out of there. And I think they have a price they want. And if they don't get that price, well, that's what we want. Take it or leave it. And if you say, hey, you're not, the club's not worth that much, they'll just keep doing what they're doing, they will. They'll continue to keep doing what they're doing. They'll keep flushing the club down the toilet because they'll keep the club. If they can't get the ridiculous money they want, whether people think it's worth it or not, no, they won't. So it's just one of those things that's like, get these owners out of here. Back this manager. He has every right to come out and say, hey, this guy was a 50 million pound player. You paid 100 million for him. He was a 30 million pound player. You paid 60. He was a 20 million pound player. You paid 50. Whatever the case may be. Don't tell me we don't have money when you're paying double what some of these players are worth. You know, don't go there. I'm just so sick and tired of these owners. And I can see them sticking around way past. I could see going into next season still having these same owners. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Remember, folks, stand up for your rights. Stand up for Jesus, even if you're the only one. Stand up what you believe in, even if you're the only one. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and to protect the divine providence, you mutually build each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.